I've noticed on my drive to work that the leaves are starting to turn bright red and orange. It makes me happy to know that my favorite season has finally arrived. But did you know that for some animals, this time of year can be dangerous? As we approach colder days, white-tailed deer will cross the road in search of food or a mate, making them vulnerable to car strikes. This is made worse by the fact that deer are naturally more active during the late evening and early morning, when there is less light. Drivers should take extra precaution during deer mating season, as a car accident can be dangerous to both deer and humans. Deer aren't the only wildlife that you might see injured, and there are some ways that you can help. If you happen to see an injured animal like a raccoon, bird, or deer, the first step is to make sure the animal is really injured. Some animals will pretend to be injured to protect their young, like the killdeer, who will fake a wing injury. Other animals will leave their babies alone for hours at a time while they search for food. Just to be sure, a sick animal will appear sluggish and may appear emaciated. They may also act disoriented by walking around in circles, or pant and shiver. An injured animal will limp, drag its limbs, or have obvious wounds. Sometimes the best thing to do is to observe an animal for a period of time to make sure that it really needs help. If you're sure that an animal needs help, safety must be made a priority. First, make sure that you are in a safe environment. For example, if you're attempting to help a turtle cross the road, always check for cars and put yourself out of harm's way before helping the animal. Pets should also be secured before attempting a rescue, so they do not get in the way or hurt the animal. Some animals can be aggressive due to their vulnerability, so never attempt to rescue an animal without proper gear. If you're not equipped to rescue an animal, you can call a licensed wildlife rehabilitator, or call the Department of Natural Resources Wildlife Services. Some local wildlife rehabilitators can take in sick and injured animals and nurse them back to health. Irvine has received animals from rehabilitation centers, but we do not have the means to rehabilitate an animal. We can help you find contact information for a rehabilitation center, though you should be prepared to transport the animal yourself. Most places will not come to the area to rescue the animal. It is also important to note that it is illegal for an unlicensed person to attempt to rehabilitate wildlife. You have probably heard the myth that birds will abandon their young if a person touches them. This is not true. If you see a baby bird on the ground and it cannot reach its nest, you can very gently place it back in the nest. Do not add any foreign materials to the nest or alter it in any way. Some baby birds will hop around on the ground while they learn how to fly. This process takes a few days, so be patient before you intervene. Fawns, on the other hand, should not be touched as does are wary of human smells. It is completely normal for a fawn to be left alone for 6 hours or more. The mother will leave for long periods of time because her smell can attract predators, and fawns have little to no scent of their own. The doe will return to nurse their fawns and relocate them. If you see a fawn in the wild, leave it be. On your way home from work today, as you're noticing the leaves change and the days get colder, remember to be extra cautious of animals crossing the road. To learn more about our listening area's wildlife, you can visit explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.